I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. It's been more than 20 years since Salman Rushdie published the Satanic Verses. Many Muslims called the novel blasphemous, and Iran's Ayatollah Khomeini issued a fatwa calling for Rushdie's death. That sent Rushdie into hiding for years. Now there's a new conflict over Rushdie in India, where he was born. The author was scheduled to speak this weekend at India's largest literary festival. It's in the northwestern city of Jaipur. But Salman Rushdie canceled after police warned him of a threat against his life. The organizers tried to have Rushdie appear by a video link from London. But today, the owner of the hotel where the festival was held canceled the video link just minutes before Rushdie was scheduled to appear.
I have taken a decision to not allow this video link to go ahead on the advice of the Rajasthan police. There are a large number of people who are averse to this video link, who are actually already inside the property. And a lot of them have gathered in and around this property and are marching towards us. And they have threatened violence against this video link.
The Satanic Verses is banned in India, and Rushdie remains highly controversial there. Some Muslim groups accuse him of abusing India's freedom of speech and insulting Muslims. But in an interview with New Delhi's NDTV, Rushdie said he's not the one abusing the rules of free speech.
Sometimes Hindu extremists, sometimes Muslim extremists. It's not one or the other. Both of them, it seems to me, are equally to be condemned. And it's about time we understood that if this is allowed to go on, that India will cease to be a free country. It will cease to be a free country. And that is something which I think most Indians would greatly regret.
That's Salman Rushdie. India's ruling Congress party has been criticized for failing to stand up for Rushdie for fear of losing support among Muslim voters. But some observers say canceling Rushdie's speech was a sensible precaution in a country with a history of religious violence. Five Indian authors did show support for Rushdie. They held a reading from the Satanic Verses at the literary conference. They say they're now being investigated by police.